You know, I think sometimes if we narrow our focus, we expand our sense of belonging. Because I have a tendency sometimes to just discount the places where I do belong right now and then compensate for that by, you know, trying to belong in more places than I'm designed to belong in.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller, Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real-life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand, and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
Welcome back to More Than Small Talk, friends. Today we're going to be talking about belonging, and we have a special fourth chair friend with us,
Woo-hoo!
Kristen Strong. You may know her from her blog, Chasing Blue Skies, or from her book, Girl Meets Change, and she has a new book out, too, called Backroads to Belonging. So Kristen is a dear friend of mine. She's like a sister. And we have known each other for about a decade now. She's seen me without makeup, and we have watched reruns together, and I just love Kristen so much. So I'm excited about having her with us today.
Yeah, Kristen, one thing that we do to start More Than Small Talk is we always ask a confession question. So we're just going to throw you right into the mix from the beginning. So have you ever felt like you didn't belong? And what was that like for you?
Well, sure. I thought, gosh, just one. But, you know, a time that always stands out in stark memory, I would say I was a military wife for almost 20 years, 19 years. And after one of our moves, you know, we had lived somewhere about a year. In the Midwest, we'd moved. We had been attending this church that I had actually started to kind of feel like I belonged there a little bit more. One particular Sunday, they had a potluck event, and my husband had been out of town, so I got myself and my three little ones, plus my little potluck dish. I got them all to church, Sunday school, and then we went to the potluck. Was having a good time at the potluck, sitting at my table with some other folks, some other really, really kind people. Well, at one point, my daughter had to go use the restroom, and she was, you know, very young at the time. And so I ended up taking all three kids. I have twin sons and then a younger daughter. So I took them all, took care of business, came back out, and then I noticed my table was empty, and I looked over, and all the rest of the potluck goers, whatever you would say there, they were all sitting in an actual circle together off to the side. And, you know, I remember thinking, gosh, well, and they were all longtime members of this church. And they just, I looked at that circle and thought, you know, I don't think I belong like I thought I belonged. That's when it's hard with belonging, especially. I mean, when you're new, it's very hard when you feel like you don't have a place or a people. But I think it's also hard when you've been there a little while, you feel like you should belong by this point, and something happens, either overtly or just maybe something that you get a sense from, or you feel like you don't belong quite as much as you thought you did.
Yeah, you know, I think about the bravery that it takes for a person to have to break into a circle.
Yeah.
You think about that, because a circle is closed and you're on the outside of it. Yes. And suddenly you're very, very aware that you either have to make a bold move and break into that circle or just pretend like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And neither of those choices are fun.
No, it's not
at all. Yeah. Well, I think about a time. And again, we were talking about this earlier. I think every single person listening to this can say there was a time when I felt like I didn't belong, because that happens. But I remember marrying into this giant, beautiful family. Richard still has like 38 first cousins. I mean, it's crazy.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a huge family. And I grew up with just my siblings, my mom, my dad. I didn't know my grandparents that well. So when I went to the very first event as a married woman, part of this family, they when they get together, there's about 200 people, and they do this a couple of times a year. And these women can, like, oh my goodness, they can cook. you know, and I can write and I can. And at that time, I didn't even know how. So I remember bringing my little brownies from the box that I'd put like pecans on the top to make them look fancy. And I walked in and there were like 30 or 40 desserts that looked like they had come out of, I don't know, some kind of kitchen, a professional kitchen. And they all had names and they all had favorites. And I want to say that none of these women put the comparison on me. None of them. They just had fun cooking, and the guys too. But I remember carrying that in and all of a sudden thinking, man, I don't belong here. What am I doing? Mm-hmm. Even in this family.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a city girl, mm-hmm. they're country. I don't know how to do any of this. And they didn't put a single word on me. But in that moment, I put a whole bunch of I don't belong statements on myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think people like point at us and say, you don't belong.
No. No.
We point at ourselves and say, I don't belong. And you talked about family. I thought of some things professionally. Chris and I have been to a lot of blogging conferences together. And this question made me think of one of the earliest ones where I was so nervous because I was showing up to meet this big group of people who did something similar to me. I hadn't published a book yet, but I really wanted to. And I remember trying to pack, you know, and I just felt like if I can pack the right thing, then I will be okay at this conference.
Yeah.
And my favorite pair of jeans got a rip in them right before I was supposed to leave. And I actually cried. And it was not about the rip in the jeans. Uh-uh. It was about me feeling inadequate. And ripped jeans are now cool.
I was going to say, I'm sitting here with ripped jeans.
Yes, but this was like 10 years ago before all of that. And it wasn't a pretty rip. It was like a rip in a not I was thinking that when we have a dream, there's usually a group of people already living out that dream.
Yeah.
And we usually look at those people who are already living the dream and say, I don't belong with them. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't belong with them because mm-hmm. I'm not smart enough, or they have more experience, or, you know, I can't figure out how to coordinate my outfit, or there's just something. It feels like this group knows the secrets and you don't. And when you're new, you don't even know how to figure out the secrets, you know? Mm-hmm. And since then, I've discovered no one knows really what they're doing.
We just don't.
It afraid. But I think that stage is one when you can especially just struggle with belonging.
Well, I was thinking back to our first ministry position, and I was 22 and I looked like I was 14. And so the church ladies always got me confused with the youth group girls, which was super fun. So I went to one of our women's events and I came with, like, you know, what a 20 something would wear to a women's event that was smaller.
Ripped jeans.
Well, they were kind of like bell bottoms. It was the 90s. And I had this like little clip in my hair. And I can remember there was a 20-year age gap from me to the ladies there. And I'm a newlywed and I'm new in ministry. And I'm like, I am so ridiculous right now. And my pastor's wife looked over at me and she goes, oh, sweetie, you don't have to come to these things. And I was like, oh, thank God. But I'm here now. What do I do? But I remember that moment going, I'm so young. I'm so green. And is that okay? You know, because I didn't feel like I belonged. And at that point, you're just trying to fake it like you do, right?
Yeah.
Like put a smile on your face, try to look the part, which I didn't. I did not look the part at all.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting through that. But I left getting something from the Lord. And I was glad that I went. But that awkward initial entry is awful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. And like I said, there's times that people will be, they sometimes there are people who will let you know, you know, this is not your circle.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't even mean to, but they're giving off that vibe. But I wonder about why we put so much pressure on ourselves when, like, I didn't care at all about trying to compete. So it's not about the food or the subject or any of that. It's just that I had never had a big family. I didn't know how to fit in to a big family. They were very welcoming. It felt overwhelming and intimidating to me. And here was one more thing that says you don't fit. Not that they're saying it, but I'm saying it to myself.
Yeah.
You know? So that's tough.
It is tough. So I, like, in that, I can look back and say I was 20 and I didn't fit into my skin. So yeah. Of course I felt like I didn't belong. But like, how do we help ourselves now? You know, what do we do now, Kristen, when we feel like we don't belong somewhere? I mean, you know, really. Like,
right. I think we kind of tend to do one of two things when we don't feel we belong. We either rush onto the super highway of connection and do whatever it takes to get noticed.
Yeah.
Or yes. We might go the opposite, you know, and just say, never mind. I'm tired of feeling that way. I'm tired of the rejection and the hurt. This isn't fun. I'm just going to hide in my house.
Yeah.
And I've done both.
Yes.
More than once. So I love to think of the back road way to belonging, because the back road way is where you are seen less, but you sense your belonging more as you remain in Christ and relax, just relax into the roles, into the places he has you today. And, you know, I think of doing that in two different ways. So remaining in Christ, you know, when you spend time with the Lord, that is sitting with his word, letting him affirm you from the inside out, it does help you become more comfortable with who you are, with how he's created you, and more comfortable with presenting yourself to the world in a way that is authentic and not as you think you should be, you know? And then I think relaxing into the places God has you today. You know, I think sometimes if we narrow our focus, we expand our sense of belonging, because I have a tendency sometimes to just discount the places where I do belong right now and then compensate for that by, you know, trying to belong in more places than I'm designed to belong in. So I, on a real, real practical level, I've done a couple of things. You know, when I have felt like I didn't belong, I've sat down, I've opened the notes app on my phone, and I've actually made a list of all the places I belong today.
That's good. That is good.
You know, yeah, just real, like real basic, you know, I'm a daughter, a sister, a cousin, a niece, a granddaughter in the O'Neill and Meeks families, you know, wife of David, mom to James, Ethan, and Faith, a member of the Black Forest community in Colorado Springs, you know, and a Village 7 church, you know, just different places that I do belong today. But I often just overlook them because I'm not narrowing my focus. I'm just kind of looking everywhere and wondering why I don't belong where I think I should belong, instead of appreciating where does God have me today?
Yeah. That's really good. I love
really
that.
Good.
You know, we were talking on the way up here, and I have a sweet younger friend that I've watched over the years try to find where she belonged, but in all the wrong places, you know, and our need to belong, if we don't recognize that core need to belong, we can say yes to whoever notices us, whoever throws some words our way, and find ourselves in the arms of something or someone that short term meets that need to belong, but long term blows up our life, you know?
Right.
And so I think recognizing, number one, everyone has a need to belong. But what I hear you saying, Kristen, which is really beautiful, is rather than go to the two extremes, it's there's a back road that allows us to feel comfortable in our skin in the presence of the one who knows us best.
Then when we're in that place, I think it helps me to actually admit my need for belonging to other people, you know, like going to a conference. I remember finally getting to that place, like, okay, I'm just going to show up. And I would tell people I'm nervous or I feel awkward or, you know, I had the hardest time figuring out what to wear to this thing. And inevitably the answer was me too, you know, like with this sigh of relief, like, me too, you know? And so it's funny how we all run around, you know, trying to act like I'm too cool to care if I belong, when really all of us want to, you know? And I know you are great about redirecting us and saying it's not about getting that need met by other people. But I think knowing that we both struggle with it can be comforting and help other people feel connected.
So, and I think that yes, while on our truest level we belong as God's daughters, Christ's beloved, God does want us to belong in our environment. I mean, yeah. Jesus walked the planet with people,
right.
You know, so he wants us to do the same. And there's always room at the table God picks out for us.
Right.
But sometimes we do have to be the one, like you were just saying, Holly, to stand up and walk over to that table first. And the example I gave earlier, I ended up packing up and going home. I didn't go to the circle of people and ask if I could sit with them. And if I'd had, I'm sure they would have welcomed me and they wouldn't have said no. I know that.
Yeah.
But at the time, my insecurity and just, you know, the kids needed a nap anyway. So we just headed on home. But if I did that every single time, I felt those not belonging feelings kind of creeping in. It would be a lot harder for me to find my place in people, you know?
Yeah.
So like you were saying, Holly, I do believe there's a measure of initiative of going first that, yeah. you know, you just got to walk up to that table. You
Which
walk
is terrifying.
Yes. Yeah,
it is. It is.
I mean, literally I'll be shaking sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm introverted, although the United States Air Force taught me how to, you know, it gives a good skill set in how to engage with people. I don't love small talk, but I can do it pretty well because I've practiced at it a long time. And
yeah,
that's the thing. It's scary, but kind of the more you do it, the better you get at it, you know, like anything.
Yeah.
What helps you, Jennifer?
Well, I was thinking back, what is my need to belong? Is that driven by insecurity or is that driven by my need to connect? Because I think that that's different.
That's good.
So because we're not going to always connect. We're not supposed to belong everywhere.
No.
And I think that that's what I got confused in my 20s. But now in my 40s, I can say, you know what? I'm not supposed to be in that circle. Not that I don't love them. But, you know, I'm not going to go to archery, you know, I'm not going to hang with those people because I'm a moving target. I'm just clumsy. We are doing that, but you know, there's certain things that are not going to fit me, you know, as a person. And I think that that's okay. So I think that asking myself, why am I feeling like I don't belong? And is this my insecurity or is this like I'm hiding because I'm scared to reach out to someone and I'm supposed to belong in this circle, but I'm not showing up to the circle, you know? Mm. So I think just asking myself that would really help me.
So if people are listening today and they're like, all right, I'm going to something tonight where I know I'm going to feel like I don't belong, or I'm just having one of those days where social media is making me feel, you know, like a total outcast. I loved that practical tip that you shared, Kristen, about making a list. So do you have any other belonging hacks, you know, that just someone can do today?
Well, you know, like with this whole idea of kind of going first and initiating a possible connection with somebody. Yeah, because it might work out. It might not, but it might work out. So I like to think of, okay, what could I do that combines my interests and my talents and let that fold into my lifestyle well. So yeah, like you guys mentioned, you know, archery, not really folding into my lifestyle. I mean, it might be something I'd try, but I'm not going to go join an archery club. You know, at least I don't perceive that happening. But, you know, I love, because I'm 90 on the inside, I love tea. I love having a tea party. I love baking. I love setting up a pretty table. So I often will have tea parties where I invite a friend or two over, what have you. And, you know, just sort of, it even, you know, I've done it where I've invited people over that I don't know real well, but that's just me. That's not going to appeal to anybody, but I would just say, find something that you enjoy. Combine that with something you're kind of, you know, kind of comfortable with/good at. And as long as it folds into your lifestyle well, invite a few friends to try it with you. And, you know, it may work, it may not, but, you know, like farmers who do a lot of work in the fields with their crops before they see a harvest, you know, just have to be prepared. I think that it takes a little bit of time, a little bit of work, but you know, the harvest, I do believe, comes eventually if we don't give up too soon.
Yeah. And I think 5 minutes or less that we need to be circle breakers. I spoke at a conference a couple of weeks ago and I was with a group of women and we were actually having a meeting. So it was part of what the work we were going to do that day. And I saw this first time conference attendee walking up, and it reminded me of what you said, her dreams just right there. And she said, "Hey guys, can I join you for breakfast?" And one of the people who was leading the meeting, who's a very kind person, but just didn't, she was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, we're having a meeting." And I could see over her shoulder and see this woman's face. And it was like, "Oh my gosh, I just made a mistake. It's my first day. What did I do? I'm trying." And I could see all the things. And so I excused myself and I went over to her because she just immediately bolted. And I said, "Hey, I need you to know something. We missed that moment right there. And I know this is probably your first day. And can you hang on a minute?" And I went and found three of my friends that I could see and connected them and said, "Here's a beautiful woman. This is her name. She's here. It's her first time. Will you have breakfast with her?" And they were like, "Yeah." But later she told me, she said, "I literally was going to walk out and go home, get on a plane and go home." And it wasn't that somebody was trying to be unkind to her. It was just a lack of knowing in that moment. We have to be circle breakers for each other.
Yes.
Be aware.
Right.
Be aware of how it felt for you at one time and break that circle.
Yeah, I love that. Just paying attention to one another.
Yeah.
And being the one that says, "You know what? I will break the circle. I don't even, you know."
Yes.
And you can have my spot.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You can have my spot.
I love that, Susie, because I think one of the biggest gifts we can give somebody is the gift of being seen.
Yeah.
And I think taking the focus off myself and when I'm feeling like I don't belong and looking, who else maybe looks like she doesn't belong?
Yeah.
I will go up and tell her I like her boots or you know, whatever stands out to break the, to kind of break the ice a little bit and then just kind of let things flow from there. I think that is such a gift and a surefire way to help those feelings just dissipate is when you reach out to somebody else and see them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Kristen.
My goodness, this has been so good for my heart. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.
And next week we're going to be talking about being out of control. And I think that's going to be good because sometimes we live there, right?
Yeah, we are that.
Yes.
Look, I live there.
Yes. So Kristen, I think our friends are going to want to connect with you. So what is the best place for them to find you?
Well, they can find me at, I have a website. It's KristenStrong.com. That's KRISTEN. Then my last name, STRONG.com. And then I would say for social media, my favorite place is Instagram. And my handle there is just at Kristen Strong.
Yay.
So that'd be the best place.
And I have your new book, Backroads to Belonging, in front of me right now. Yes, it is beautiful. So if people want to find that, they can go to your site, right? As well as their favorite book retailers.
Yes.
And as I can say that Kristen's writing voice is very much like the voice you just heard on this podcast. Mm-hmm. That is, she is that wise and encouraging and relatable friend who also deeply loves Jesus and will help you feel like you belong by the last page. So I would encourage you all to check that out too. So yes, thanks again, Kristen. You are a joy to me in so many ways, and it feels like a real gift that we get to share you with other people. So we loved having you as a fourth chair friend.
Thank you.
Oh, it was a delight to be here. Thank you so much, y'all.
All right. You always belong with us.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Thank you, y'all. Thank you. You're very welcoming and warm.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in the More Than Small Talk Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite podcast app so you won't ever miss an episode.